Coming here this year, I was expecting hopefully to make the team, and luckily I think I made the team so far. So,
how do you think that you made the team versus what you gave back in training camp?
I think I just played my game, played physical, made good breakout passes, and just did my role.
The ability to play physical, how much has that been logged in your brain? How much was it so important as well from this last summer, spending it in Manitoba, heading all the way into the season?
I think it's very important. I'm a pretty big guy. I get to use my size to my advantage, so I could make big hits, just work out, get bigger.
There's a lot of people who will talk about the strength of Montana Onyebuchi and how much it sets him apart from the average 16-year-old defenseman as well in this league. How do you think of that kind of a comment? How does that help your game as far as confidence?
It's very humbling. I like that. I think I'm bigger than all the 16-year-olds, D-man, so it's good advantage for me.
At what point did you begin to maybe apply the essence of work ethic in the weight room to become bigger, to become stronger?
I think it was since I was little. I always just want to work out, get bigger. I have two bigger brothers, so they're pretty strong too, so I wanted to be like them.
It will be, again, in a setting where you had a chance to join this team at Sandman Center in Kamloops from roughly about a year ago. That was a little bit after New Year when you joined the team in the middle of a road trip. Can you go back and think of maybe the difference in what you saw versus the level that you played with Eastman versus what you saw and what it took to be successful at the WHL level?
It's a huge difference. Like, speed's way different. There's better players here. More structure, different systems. So, yeah, it's a lot faster than Eastman.
Where is your understanding as far as your education with this team, its system, its structure?
I feel like at the beginning it was pretty tough learning the systems, but now, a few months in, it's kind of natural for us.
So how long did it take for you to feel comfortable?
Probably about a month, and then it just comes naturally to me. So.
And now the level of trust between you and your coaching staff, especially Mitch Love, where do you feel it's at right now?
Oh, he's a great coach. I think we have a good relationship, so I think he trusts me.
Is it more in the words or is it more the physical application, the field that helps you become a better defenseman when it comes to his type of teaching?
He's more like a firm, but he's fair. So, yeah, you just got to do it right. He'll tell you when you're doing it wrong. He'll tell you when you're doing it right. He'll applaud you. He'll tell you you're doing a good job. So.